This goes to Dr. Bartlett, B like boy, A-R-T-L-E-T-T, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Linda McLaren. It's M like Mary, A-C, capital L-A-R-E-N, date of birth 7/13/1949. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. McLaren with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and mild hyponatremia. Her last visit was October 9th of 2023. She has gained 5 pounds over the last 6 months. She did have a tear of her right Achilles tendon, she believes, and she did have to have surgery to correct that. She had to walk in a cast walking boot for quite a while, and she is doing much better. It's minimally tender now, and she believes it's healed as it should. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, medication list is reviewed. She's off the vitamin B12 tablets and the vitamin B2 tablets. Other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 209 pounds, pulse is 80, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/78. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy or jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 25th of 2024. Sodium, 132, and she's been running between 131 and 132 over the last year. Potassium, 4.7. Carbon dioxide is 25. Creatinine, 1.16 with estimated GFR 49. Calcium is 9.1. Hemoglobin is 10.6 with normal white count, normal platelets, normal differential. Phosphorus is 2.7. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression, no uremic symptoms. Two, hypertension, near to goal. Three, diabetic nephropathy. Four, mild hyponatremia. The patient is stable. She does not drink excessive amounts of water. And we will continue to monitor the sodium. We've encouraged her to limit fluid intake to 64 ounces per 24 hours, and the patient agrees to do so. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Also, labs will be checked every 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.